You're listening to the HR Happy Hour Show with hosts Steve Bowes and Trish McFarland. Since 2009, the HR Happy Hour Show has been bringing you thought leaders, workplace and technology experts, academics, and more to take on the most important and interesting topics impacting work, human resources, technology, and the workplace. Learn more and listen to all the show archives at www.hrhappyhour.net.
Welcome back to the HR Happy Hour. I am your host, Trish McFarland, and I am so excited because today I am participating at the Skillsoft Perspectives 19 conference here in Orlando, Florida. This show will actually run a little bit after the event, but everything that we're going to cover is actually very exciting because there have been more announcements than we can even cover in this episode. But we are going to get to so many of the important ones, and hopefully it's going to be really valuable for everyone who is listening to learn about what is going on with Skillsoft and learning and IBM on this episode. So before we get to that, I have a few brief updates for you. Please keep it locked on the HR Happy Hour Network. We have great shows in the archives, recent ones from Steve Bowes, from Ben Eubanks, and George LaRock. So check those out. And don't forget that we have the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. And to add the show to your Echo device's flash briefing, just search for the HR Happy Hour skill on your Alexa app. And finally, the HR Tech Conference is coming up this fall, so if you want to come to that, please go to www.hrtechconference.com, and for $300 off, use code STEVE300 and have that taken off your registration. So with that, I would love to jump right into the content for today. We have two very dynamic guests. I don't know if I've ever said this honestly. They're both like laughing at me here. We shall see. If nothing else, please stay tuned for this. But we have today's guests are Sunita Laville and Tara O'Sullivan. And Sunita is the global offering go-to-market strategy leader of Watson Talent at IBM. She also officially has the longest title of anyone ever on the show. I don't think we've had anyone longer, Sunita, so maybe we can talk about that in a minute. and then we have Tara with maybe the shortest one, right? CMO. No, yeah. Chief Marketing Officer here at Skillsoft. So welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great.
Great to be here.
We are so excited because I think any time that I have guests on the show that are so passionate about what you're doing, like it just really shines through. So if I could have recorded the pre-show, I think you all would have been very entertained as well listening in on that. But suffice to say, we have people that are very, very passionate about talent and learning and trying to figure out what's happening in the world of work going forward. So for our listeners, I think this will be a treat of a show. I mentioned we're here at the conference, about 1,000 attendees, so it's a big event here in Florida. I mean, obviously, worst places to be, right? In the spring, it's gorgeous out. But what I'd love to do is really, Sunita, start out with you. I mean, I mentioned at the top here, there are some big announcements that have been coming out in general with Skillsoft and SumTotal, but can you maybe talk a little bit about the big announcement with IBM and how you're partnering with Skillsoft and what's going on?
Yeah, we're really excited to be partnering with a global leader like Skillsoft and build on this leadership that they have. I mean, if you look at, you know, just rapidly changing business environment in terms of business disruption, thanks to advanced technologies, the jobs market has essentially become the skills market. Skills have become the currency of competitive business value. And having said that, when organizations look at how are they going to acquire the skills and how are they going to mine this talent gap, if you will, hiring your way out is no longer an option, right? Because you're fighting in a market, or you're looking for the same skills in a very competitive market. And so you have to focus on developing your internal talent and providing opportunities to grow, which makes total sense because employees are looking for career opportunities and they want to know what's possible for them within a given organization. So what we're doing and what we're so excited about, what we're going to come together to do is we are taking Skillsoft's amazing breadth and depth of learning content, and we're using Watson AI and our skills and competency frameworks to tag the learning content with skills and give that context of job roles and then turn that into personalized learning recommendations for employees. So now employees will have an ability to get personalized learning recommendations in the context of either their current job or their next job or an eventual career path. Essentially, companies have never had to reskill at these unprecedented levels as ever before. And there needs to be a way in which they can sustain a culture of internal mobility. And that's what we're trying to do. Right? Typically, when you look at internal mobility, what gets in the way is companies don't know what skills they're going to need tomorrow and in the future. They struggle with being able to provide personalized learning, which is continuous and at scale. So how do you make sure that your talent development is a strategic focus and it's agile, and that you're able to deploy talent at the time of need over and over and over again? And then last but not the least, how can you deliver that experience to the employee? Because it's not just about the learning side. We know no two learners learn the same way.
Right.
How can you deliver that personalized experience, but give them context of opportunities on how they can grow? So it's visibility to opportunities is also a roadblock typically. So those are the three things that I think we're able to solve for right away by bringing our two solutions together. I'm going to let Tara chime in here.
Yeah, I think the other thing that's really interesting is the idea of job adjacency. So one of the things that I think this solution delivers is that it opens you up to other roles that you may never think that you would be suited to.
Mm-hmm.
But because there's a match on the skills level, and there's maybe two or three skills that you need to do this job, but you have five of them, it kind of shows you that way too. So instead of you constantly being on one track, it enables you to then say, well, actually, I could move into a whole other area if that's something I wanted to do. And I think nowadays you have so many people who want to be able to experience lots of different areas of the organization before they actually lock into one path. I think that's really, really interesting as well.
Absolutely.
And the other thing I think is really important, which Sunita is going to talk about in a minute, is the fact that we are also trying to capture the future state. So one of the things that one of the customers talked about this morning was that this next new to world skill. So, you know, data scientists didn't exist 5 years ago,
sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. Who knows what's not going to, you know, what's going to be present in the next year.
Right.
And the idea is that by the work that Watson's doing, we will know that is coming up as an enterprise requirement. We will build the content for it, and then Watson will be able to show that up within the learner journey.
Absolutely.
Sure. I think the interesting thing there too, a couple points. When you're talking about sort of that gap, I mean, this is something that I think everyone can relate to, because if I think back even early in my career, started out in Big Four public accounting, it was always about identifying the gaps, filling the gaps. Like, you could never move forward if you didn't do that, but there wasn't sort of any mechanized way to do that, right? And so it's like fast forward now 20 some odd years, I hate to say that, but it's exciting to see that it's now finally coming together. But it's like you almost think like this was needed for so long. I mean, I wonder, are you hearing like, what do customers think? Do they think that, like, can they even believe that it's really available? Because I feel like this is a big, big step in what we've been trying to talk to employees about for many years, and it feels like now it's finally here.
Yeah, in fact, I'm so glad you said that. Our customers are really excited, and we have a lot of common customers. They're really excited about bringing this kind of capability and individualizing it or personalizing it to that individual employee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine every employee now having a personal career coach, right?
Right,
I call
right.
it giving every employee a personal career GPS.
Mm-hmm.
I know forever my life changed after I have a GPS, right? I know I'm starting here. I want to go to some path, and maybe I change my mind and go somewhere else instead. But I have my trusted GPS helping me.
Right.
And it's literally like that. So with Watson Career Coach, or Micah, as we like to call her, you have every employee has the ability to have a personalized conversation about their careers without fear of, you know, what's my manager going to think of me? Are they going to think I'm going to jump the boat? You know, just you can have an open conversation about your career, your skills, your interests, and then using, you know, the skills framework that we have and understanding the employee's interests, it's able to then match to what Tara was saying. You know, here are potential job opportunities that you could consider given your skills,
right?
Here are things that people have gone to do before in your company. So there's, you know, there's some reality to this. This is not just painting an image, right? Here are paths that people have taken. Here's what you could be taking, and then helping you along the way to help you address the gaps. And that's where having curated learning, coming from Skillsoft, being delivered in that, you know, fabulous learner centric experience, that really solidifies that path for the employee.
And I think from the Percipio side, it's really interesting because one of the things we did when we designed Percipio is it was all about the learner. So an awful lot of other systems are thinking about what the HR administrator needs to do or what the reports the CLO needs to pull, whereas we all live in Netflix world now, so we really wanted to be the Netflix of learning. And so, as well as all your courses and all that kind of stuff, we also have curated these beautiful kind of learning experiences around specific like themes like time management, for example, right? So you have a channel called Time Management. It includes courses, it includes videos from, you know, Dan Pink or Adam Grant, it includes books, it includes book summaries, audiobooks. So however you like to learn is how you're able to experience that. And I think that's what really makes it really relevant.
I think, too, not only do people have, you know, learning style preferences, so that kind of speaks to all that, but also you might find that you like all three types or four types of deliveries, right? So it's like even as a learner, you might find you're learning in ways that you didn't in the past just because you didn't have those capabilities, right? And so whether it's, you know, instructor-led or long format or short format or video or whatever, audio, like all the different things, you might really find that as you go through your own career, it just puts you in more control too as the employee learner.
And what we find actually with the usage stats is that you actually have a T-shaped employee. So you have employees know, you know, a certain level around general, like lots of things, but then they will deep dive into, and like I mean deep dive as in read three or four books and take all the courses and watch all the videos and all that kind of stuff to really get it into that subject matter and get to know it really, really well. And I think that's very interesting.
One thing, just while we're kind of on that topic of measurement, can you maybe talk a little bit about that? Because I think just, you know, we're here on day one. I would say in every conversation that I've had here so far, that's come up. So that's obviously a priority for Skillsoft. It's really about the measurement. Can you talk a little bit about your philosophy on that and why that is so important? Because I don't hear that everywhere.
Yeah, I think for us, it's about proving that learning is driving business outcomes, right? So if you have five strategies or three strategies of improving customer service or, you know, being a better partner with the community or whatever it is, we align our learning to various business outcomes. So we can tell you that you've actually, your employees have taken a million hours of customer centricity learning that helps drive that strategy. And I think instead of kind of hours completed or courses completed, which was the old way of measuring it, it's incredibly important for L&D practitioners and for HR that you are showing value to the organization.
It's funny too, because I mentioned at the top I was a Skillsoft customer for many years, right? And it was definitely in the days where it was more about how many courses are completed versus like the impact now of the way you're talking about measurement. And so I just don't want to sort of brush that one under the rug. I think that for the HR listeners, that's a huge differentiator in the way that we as HR leaders do our jobs. And being able to go back to your C-suite and your other, you know, colleagues at your level even, and show them actual concrete evidence that learning does impact a business outcome. Because I think that's where maybe collectively we've not had that in the past. And it might have, we might have intuitively known that or had a theory about that. That's just huge that you can actually do it.
Yeah, and I also think it increases the relevancy of the L&D organization.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, because now you're saying, actually, if you want to really drive, you know, change in the organization, you're going to have to do the following things, and we're going to have to map content to those things and get everybody to take that content and then do these assessments and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And I think when you think about, you know, obviously L&D is very powerful around business skills and leadership. I think when you think about tech and dev, you know, L&D is being left out of a lot of those conversations because the CIO and the CTO don't believe that L&D know what their people need.
So true.
Whereas if you're proving the fact that you're driving digital transformation, you're driving innovation with the following things, then there is relevancy to the L&D person standing in front of the CTO and CIO saying, this is what we should be doing. Because you know what? We know that 82% of the jobs boards mention this new piece of software that you don't know anything about.
Right.
But Skillsoft have done the work on the content through Watson. We're making sure that the people in your organization who have mapped to these roles mm-hmm. are interested in taking them, then take them. And therefore, you're growing the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
So the two key personas that we built this around really is the talent development leader
yeah. mm-hmm.
and okay. the employee. Right?
Right.
Because the employee is looking for that experience that's personalized
sure.
and
correct.
Gives them those guideposts.
Yep.
And for the talent development leader, they have the insights and the analytics to keep them ahead of what they're going to need next, not react,
yep.
but right. be proactive in terms of where they're going.
And I think that too, that is the talent leader. I mean, it gives you sort of that ammunition to go back and say, this is why it's important that we dedicate time to this.
Absolutely.
Right? Because employees sometimes might be in a culture of a workplace where that's not been the case in the past. They feel like training or learning don't support what it is they're
the
trying to do. Correct.
And so. The other thing that I think is hugely important is that you have to track it.
Absolutely.
You have to record it.
You have to.
So there's a huge amount of shadow learning out there at the moment mm-hmm. where people are expensing courses. It's not being tracked in any kind of mm-hmm. a talent system like this one, like
right.
the IBM one.
Right.
And therefore, you have people moving all the time, but you're not tracking it, so it is useless to you.
Yeah.
It is really useful for the employee, but even for the employee, it's terrible if you're not tracking it because then you can't predict you actually are ready for this job over here.
Right.
Or you know what, if you took this two pieces of training, we could get you a promotion over here.
Right.
But this, so we talked to one of our customers recently and they said of $10 million that they're spending on learning, only $3 million is going through L&D.
Really?
All the rest is expensed up through the organization.
Wow. And see, and all of that's being lost, all that
not
valuable
tracked.
Information. And I'm thinking too, as you're talking about maybe the different pieces that you might not know, you're so close to doing being promoted or doing another lateral move that would actually give you a better career path
yeah.
or something like that, you might not even have the insight.
But the organization doesn't know either.
Right.
So they, because part yeah. of the job as the talent development person is to tap you on the shoulder and say, we actually think with these two skills, you could do this job because we think
exactly
you're amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a much more
and that's
proactive
what's so incredible
approach.
About this.
It is,
right.
because
this
it's
level.
Been such a siloed approach, right?
Correct.
Even as you were saying this,
yes.
right? I may be as a functional leader fixing the skill gap that I need in my team by spending all that money and giving them their learning, and which may be perfectly valid, right?
Correct.
But then there is nothing repeatable from that. There is nothing that you're transporting
yep.
from one place to another within your own organization.
Right.
Because that visibility does not exist across the board. And right. So that's why when we're looking at this, and you raised the point earlier, I don't think there has been a way in which you could sustain a culture of that internal mobility, right?
Right.
Managers
yeah.
need help, right? Help.
They
have their day jobs, right? They have to worry about, you know, making sure they're ready for, the team is ready, they're ready,
mm-hmm.
and also protect the resources that they have.
Sure.
So what are we doing to help them get ahead of it, right? And I think this allows to create that culture. This allows
yeah.
to sustain it by providing this in a consistent, systematic fashion, right? And it doesn't matter how good my manager is or is not, where my geo
exactly.
is, how big my team is. Everyone has
the
a career
chance.
Coach. Everyone
sure.
has the same chance, right? Everyone has, you know, now I can have a conversation and talk about where I am and where I would like to go and what's possible because I have all of these to look at.
And okay? you're taking the gender bias then out.
Absolutely.
As well,
I'm glad you
which
mentioned
I'm
that.
Which I'm really... We are
right.
We're
right. Well, no, I mean, I think it's something that comes up more and more, even in these, you know, last couple of years. So that's very, very timely to make sure that was part of the thought process in putting this partnership together and making sure that it was built in such a way that it does eliminate that.
Absolutely. That is one of the things that IBM Watson AI does stand for, right? I mean, one of the principles in which it's that trust and transparency of how the AI is built and how we, you know, show or share why the recommendations are happening, right? We know,
right.
we see this even not just in terms of, we see this even in terms of our Watson Candidate Assistant solution, which is similar for job seekers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming from outside in into the organization. We were just talking about it in the morning. The studies show that, you know, If it's a man, typically they would apply for a job even if they're 60% ready, whereas a woman needs to have check marks 100%. Yeah,
right.
They won't apply because they figure, oh gosh, I'd never even get an interview. Right. Whereas guys will go between 40% and 60%.
I got this.
I'll learn on the job. It's fine. Whereas us women are like, well, I just have to.
I need to check everybody. That's so true.
Yeah, but it is.
But imagine now being giving you the confidence because
correct.
Now we're showing you, right? Mm-hmm. This is not hiding how that job is being recommended or why it's being. It's showing you, Trish, these are the skills you have. This is transferable. This is portable. This is where you could be going. This is why you're a good fit for this job.
Right.
Now you have that confidence. Now you're motivated to consider something that you might not have considered before.
Sure.
Right. Whereas in the olden days, it was about your manager saying, I think you're ready for this.
There you go.
Whereas
and
now
often
you don't have
they
to
wouldn't.
Well,
because they wanted to keep you,
mm-hmm.
right? They didn't want you to go on if you were a good worker. They wanted to keep you there.
Whereas the idea now is that you have this career coach saying, you know what, you know, you could do this job and then on that job you could learn these couple of other skills, but you could still do the job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this, I really think from a gender bias perspective, it's going to be a game changer.
Well, I can't wait to revisit this over the next year or two or three, because I think you'll start to see some of those results play out, right?
Absolutely.
In terms of
absolutely.
Work cultures have to change. It's just a natural thing that will have to happen as
Amen.
People, right, as they start
Even
using
me.
It and having, I love it. I love it. Well, ladies, obviously we could talk about this all day. I would love to have you back on in the future to continue the conversation. Thank you both for your time today. Why don't we just say, Tara, where can people connect with you if
they
want more information about SkillSoft?
Yeah, tara.osullivan@skillsoft.com. Very happy to email me directly. Would be great.
Good. Okay.
Likewise, snavile@us.ibm.com. We'll make sure. So
we have
contact information and follow-up.
And we have a couple of videos and a landing page that we can include in the notes.
Yeah. Good. So everyone be sure on this episode, more than any other, check out the show notes, because we will have links to everything that we've talked about. And as I mentioned, some special videos and other information and opportunities to maybe even get in on partnering a little bit themselves, correct?
Absolutely.
Can you maybe just give a little brief information on what
so
they could do with that?
Yeah, we're going to make sure we have that collateral available for you, but we're taking on, you know, early adopters right now. We would love for customers
Perfect.
To try this joint solution. We're really excited about what's possible today. In fact, mm-hmm. we have some common customers
mm-hmm.
already. We would love to offer more customers to get their hands on this technology and see for themselves. So
good.
We can't wait for more
people
to
really
sign
influence
up.
The next iteration.
Absolutely.
Which I think is going to
That's
be phenomenal.
The whole point of this. I'm so
yeah.
glad you brought that up, Tara, because
yeah.
we're just starting this journey. In fact, we have some design workshops with some of these customers in terms of where are they? What are they trying to do? Where, what could the future look like?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the opportunity to get involved.
So for the listeners, we are your career coach at the moment,
right.
tapping you on the shoulders, listeners.
We
want you to, if you're looking for an opportunity to partner and get in on something actually on the ground floor and really cool, this is your chance. So ladies, thank you so much for inviting us here today and for sitting down and talking with us. Thanks to all of our listeners. Remember to subscribe to the HR Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts. And bye for now.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the HR Happy Hour Show, your source for information and conversation on work, the workplace, technology, and more. Learn more and listen to all the show archives at www.hrhappyhour.net.